Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
A very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbabrit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. They say if the music is the essence of life, then play on. And that's what Jimmy Kyle is doing with his deadly band, Chasing Ghosts. I'm going to talk to the deadly brother about the track Summer. It's the first track from their forthcoming EP title, Homelands, and by Aboriginal-led punk rock band Chasing Ghosts, as I mentioned. On the line, Jimmy, good morning, my brother. How are you?
Barang Maran, good morning. Good, my brother. How are you up there in the north?
Yeah, too deadly, brother. We're really fine up here. Before we start, cuss, let the mob know who you mob, where you from.
So I'm a proud Tangari man from the mid-north coast of New South Wales, originally born in Mount Isa, and yeah. I've got some Kalkaburn family, so big shout-out to the family up there and around Townsville, and, yeah, now living in Melbourne, in Naam, as we call it down here, Naam, not Melbourne.
Melbourne, Naam, that's right, yeah.
Same place, but just, you know, keeping it old school.
Yeah, too deadly, brother. Look, thank you for coming to the program. Congratulations with your first track there from the forthcoming EP title, Homelands.
My brother.
Summer. Quickly, tell us about the Chasing Ghosts, how long you've been running as a band, and what's it consist of, brother? How many in the band?
So there's six of us now. There's five non-Indigenous fellas that their background's from all over. One fellow who's Māori background but moved to Australia as a kid, and I'm the only Corey, but I'm at the front. So that's
right, leading from the front, that's right.
Yeah, that's true, that's him. But we got six of us now, but originally it was me solo for two full-length records. And then when I come back from playing in Europe and Asia, I thought I'm going to make this a bigger production. And I toured with some of these fellas in other bands before.
Okay.
And I said, and they were fans of what I was doing. I said, well, look, you know, do you want to come play and we'll make this larger than life? So they've come on, and that's been a bit of a cultural journey for them too, you know. Like, they weren't racist, but they were naturally ignorant, like most people in Australia that sort of never been educated on the subject. They didn't know much. And then eventually they said to me, you got to sing about this, you know. We got to get it out and tell as many people. If they're not going to put it in the school books, we're going to put it on the radio. And I was like, all right, let's do it.
Listen, Chasing Ghosts, the name. So where did it come from, bro?
Well, the name, I was always in the horror films. A bit dookie, I know, but I was always in the horror films.
Black fella hate devils.
I was just kind of, I don't know why. Yeah, I liked them as a little kid, and my mum would be like, no, you can't watch that. And then I'd beg her. So she'd sneak in these horror films for me, and I'd watch them at night. And so it was just a little throwback to that. But also, you know, the old saying is you can't go chasing ghosts. In other words, sort of chasing those things that you can't put your hands on, you know, you can't grab. And I think emotionally we sort of grapple with that stuff sometimes. Living, you know, chasing, in the words of TLC, don't go chasing waterfalls. It's a very similar idea.
Okay.
It's don't go chase the untangible. So that's kind of where the name came from.
All right, beautiful, love it. And now your EP title, Homelands, and also let's talk about that and also the first track, Summer, brother.
Well, Homelands, you know, most mob, we all, you know, a lot of us got to live off country these days, and we move to towns and cities, and you know, that's where a lot of the opportunities sadly are, and it becomes harder and harder. But you're always longing for your own country, you know, you're always longing to go back and spend time on country and just get that soul right. And you know, even last night my wife said to me, you know, every day just, you know, keep asking for your ancestors just to keep propping you up. And and so that's what Homelands is about for me, and it's about telling stories from my country that I was blessed and gifted to be and given permission to share. And and that's where Summer, the song, come about. Was it's about the 1856 Tower Creek massacre, and this massacre in particular. You know, the same people that generally appear in a lot of massacres. You know, the military, police. There probably would have been an element of native police, perhaps even.
Yes.
And pastoralists against Māo people, the Tangari Nation, and we've led a resistance for years, and then by the time that this massacre occurred, there was only Bubba Jack Scott was the sole survivor, little baby. Who was the sole survivor of the massacre, and he was found sucking on his dead mother's breast. Now, Bubba Jack grew up, lived with my great-grandfather, and named his daughter after my grandmother, and that's where the family story, you know, was passed down to me, and that's how I learned about Bubbang, you know, Bubba Jack.
Jimmy, yeah, nicely explained the story. I'm saying using music as a tool to deliver the stories and tell the yarn, so to speak. And like I said, culturally strong, equally charged, and deep meaning lyrics there, brother.
Yeah, you know, that story, we just, I guess what my fear was is a lot of the Gabbas, a lot of the Migaloo, you know, we say down here Gabbas, a lot of the Gabbas down here probably didn't know that story, you know, and they're living on country, they never learn about it at school, and, you know, so... I just had this feeling of, like, constantly having to educate people, yes, saying, oh, you know, they never taught that.
Yep.
And I was like...
Well, we know all about Captain Cook, brother.
Oh, know everything about his favourite
exactly.
colour and all.
That's right.
What do you reckon his favourite colour was?
Red.
Like, nah, gammon. Anyway, that's the thing. So I was like, well, we got to do something, you know. We got to educate a little bit. So this song was, you know, gifted... down to me, this, you know, through that story, that 1856 Tower Creek massacre story, and Bubba Jack Scott, you know, Bubba in our language, Bubbang is where the word comes from, which is grandfather, but he's the sole survivor of that massacre, and found on his dead mother's breast, still sucking on her breast, and you know, a white fella come along and heard all the gunshots, and he come up after they'd killed it, or you know, a huge amount of mob, bless him, you know,
massacre,
and he went through the bodies and found he found this little baby and put him up on his horse and took him home, raised him up. Now, that man is the sole survivor of that massacre back in Tangari country on the mid-north coast in New South Wales. And he raised up with my great-grandfather and then his daughter named after my grandmother. And that's how the story come to me.
Mm.
So I reconnected with my mob up home and I said, you know, do you want to share this story? And they were keen as, so... A big shout out to the Scott family for giving me permission to share this story and pay tribute to a man that we cared about so much and all those lives lost that day, lest we forget.
Yeah, lest we forget in more ways than one, my brother. Yeah, look, thank you very much, brother. Look, deadly talking with you, Jimmy. All the best with Chasing Ghosts. All the best with the new EP titled Homelands and also Summer. We're about to play Summer now for the mob to have a listen to. Look, brother, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and we'll yarn soon, eh, cuss?
Thank you very much, Trevor. Have a great day, everyone.
Take care, bro. All the best, bro. A beautiful yarn there, Jimmy Kyle from Chasing Ghosts. He's the front man for this deadly Aboriginal-led punk rock band and the EP titled Homelands with his deadly first track called Summer. So take a listen, you mob. Stay tuned, your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
He pointed to the edge of the river with a hand still shaking. That's where the nightmare came. Begin to run, naked now, quickly to the tops of the trees. They shot them down like leaves in autumn. So I go there in the summer, to pay my respects. But there's no hair, sun wears out unless we forget. I'm reminded in summer, with a flag around your neck, that I was and it always will be.
folks. Troy Cassidaly here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Beautiful track there, Too Deadly. And that is my land, the Pigman Brothers, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong, add to the conversation. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Yeah, yarning with the ball, you on Trevor, Tim, Trinity, Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumper Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. So give me a call, have your say, you mob, yarn up strong. Now, Indigenous school students are in urgent need. Give it back to school appeal. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Tamia Hennaway, Give It Indigenous Engagement Officer, and talk about how we can help our deadly black students out there on the line. And we've got Tamia, how are you? Good morning.
Morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for coming along, sister. First of all, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yep, so I'm Hennaway. Proud Birragubba Juru woman from the Burdekin.
From the Burdekin. Represent. Thank you very much, sister. Thank you for coming to the program. So it's all about Give It. So first of all, let the mob know. We've spoken before, sister, but let the mob know about Give It and the work that you do, please.
Yeah, so Give It is an online charity, and we basically connect generosity with generous people, basically.
Yes.
So charities and organisations who are on the ground working with vulnerable people, let us know what they're needing on behalf of those people, and then we work through our website to match those requests with corporate donations and public donations.
All right, fantastic. So with the new school year upon us, what is Give It doing, and what are you offering our students out there who are in need? What sort of stuff?
Yeah, so every year we notice a massive rise in requests for struggling families needing back-to-school items. So every year we run a back-to-school appeal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's helping provide stationery items, our books, pencils, USB sticks, backpacks, lunch boxes, shoes and uniforms, basically everything that all those kids need to get back to school and ready for the year.
Okay, so Give It, that's a national organisation?
We're national because we're online.
Okay,
and
yes.
We have engagement offices in every state.
All right, fantastic. So if you're in here, up here in far north Queensland, how do they get in touch with you? How do they receive the goods as such?
Yeah, so everything's through our website, giveit, givit.org.au. If you're a charity or organisation, you can register with us. And then once you're registered, you can start making those requests for the essential items that are needed.
All right, straight up. And so do you have, for example, an office here in Cairns, or how does the stuff get delivered to the families?
Yeah, so we've got quite a few organisations registered in Cairns already. If we're purchasing items directly using donated funds, then we'll purchase them from Cairns to make sure that we're keeping money in the community. Yeah.
Well, the world we're living in, we are in the 21st century, and we're talking online. So we say, are you online or in line? And online is the best way to go at this point in time. So Give It's doing their bit. And so you would have been under the strap in regarding the start of the new year.
Yeah, it's definitely very busy. I think coming off the back of Christmas as well, with that being so expensive and then having to go straight into the new school year, fees and everything all pile up. But families still also feeling the impacts of COVID-19.
Of course, yes.
Yeah, so it's been a tough year, and we're just trying to help as many people out as we can.
And hence the word Give It. So people receive the goods, complimentary. There's no cost there, is there?
No.
All donations.
All donated items,
yes.
Yeah, and it's a free service to use as well if you're a charity or organisation.
Fantastic. And so it's always open for more donators to come to the table, yes?
Yes, absolutely. When you have a look on our website, you'll be able to see all the items that are needed.
Yep.
And then you can just filter it down to where you are.
Oh,
so
right.
In Cairns at the moment, we still do have a few back-to-school requests up there.
Okay.
There's a little pop-up shop that are in need of shoes, because at the moment they've already helped over 2,000 children who have accessed the initiative.
When you look at it, a very simple concept, but a very powerful one, you know, and simple is always best. And they say the best exercise for your heart is bending down, lifting somebody up, and that's what Give It does. So it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Tamia, fantastic. How long have you been with the organisation, sister?
Just over a year now with our National Indigenous Support Program.
All right, fantastic. You enjoying that journey?
Loving it, yeah. Good to be able to give people a hand up.
Yeah, and hearing your smile on your dial there, so you must be enjoying it. We say don't act, but you're not acting, my sister. It's all good.
Thank you.
All right, sister, you take care. All the best to you. Thank you for the yarn.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye. Yeah, well. A beautiful young there, Tamaya Hannaway, her name is, a Give It Indigenous Engagement Officer, and look, a fantastic organisation, and look, helping Indigenous school students who are in urgent need, Give It Back to School Appeal. So to all your mob out there who are needing stuff for your school children, check out Give It, and for people out there with big hearts and any way you can help out, have a look at the Give It webpage and see what stuff is needed, and if you can donate that way, that's the best way we do it. So fantastic. Teamwork makes a dream work. Get it together, and that's what's happening with Give It. Have your say. Jan Armstrong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from McCurry, taking it right up to 12 noon Queensland time, 11:28 in far north Queensland. Have your say. Jan Armstrong, Too Deadly.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
get on your mouth. It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Too Deadly, that's Rochelle Watson Pitt, Black to Reality, and you're black here on your Deadly program. National Talk Black, have your say and yarn up strong. Give us a call, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn up with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your Deadly program, National Talk Black, and we're live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. A big shout out to all our First Nation Radio Station across the country, a Deadly Black network it is. And if you're on the Shire side, you can text the brother 045-714-0550 and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. All right. Picked up a deadly story here on LinkedIn. And this came from Murumu of Wallabara. He's the Minister for Foreign Affairs with the SYG, Sovereign Yidinji Government. And the story came from Craig Winner Olroyd. And he's the Chief Executive Officer at the Gary Dargay Foundation Partners at Territory Pastoral Enterprises. And the heading here is... This is a real headline story from a truth speaker. When Prince Charles came to Australia in 2018, he made a special trip to East Arnhem Land and requested to meet the Jalu Gararuwiwi and asked specifically to receive a Yigigi, which is a didgeridoo, a shidigi, and healing from Jaru, who is a world-renowned as a spiritual health healer. When Prince Charles saw Jalu, Jalu was sitting down. Prince Charles said to him, "Don't stand up, Your Highness. It's so good to see you." This is coming from a royal recognising that Jalu Gururi is the sovereign king of his tribal clan, Golpu, and is his estates is on the Gove of Peninsula. Jalu sings the water dreaming for the whole planet and is warning to us that the water is crying because we are destroying it. Should be all over the mainstream media. Jalu is a true leader and has been fighting against the mining giants that have invaded his land for 60 plus years. Nabalco, Swiss Aluminium, Rio Tinto, since before their development on his land, has now put a 10 trillion gold bullion commercial lien on Rio Tinto and served trespass, cease and desist notices to Northern Land Council and Northern Territory Government Corp. So that's a deadly story. There it is, with things that you do find out there on social media, but in regards to the information world, the information highway, it's out there. And add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416 with Bully and Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry with your daily program, National Talk Black.
Oh, well, let's get this in one.
Oh, we get it spot on.
6-5-4-3-2-1.
Gather round, people, I tell you a story, an 8-year long story, power and pride, the British Lord Vesey, Vincent Lingari, were opposite men on opposite sides.
Vesey was fat with money and muscle, beef was his business. Broad was his door. Vincent was lean, spoke very little. He had no bank balance. Hard dirt was his floor.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
Gurindji were working, nothing but rations. Once they had gathered the wealth of the land, daily depression got tighter and tighter. Gurindji decided they must make a stand.
They picked up their swags, started off walking at Wadi Creek. They sat themselves down. Now it don't sound like much, but it sure got tongues talking back at the homestead and then in the town.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
Vesey man said, I'd double your wages. 7 quid a week you have in your hand. Vincent said, we're not talking about wages. We're sitting right here till we get our land.
Vesey man roared, Vesey man thundered.
Yeah, Daily Track there, From Little Things, Big Things Grow. That's Paul Kelly and Kev Carmody here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, your mob, 1-800-422-416. We've got a call on the line. We've got Tony Munro from Mackay on the line. My brother, how are you? Good morning.
Good, good. Trav, yourself?
I'm well, brother, I'm well. Thank you for coming to the program, brother. Let the mob know who you mob, where you from.
Yeah, I'm on. I'm Nicole McLean from the Gummeroi Nation.
Yes.
I'm from Northern New South Wales.
All right, too deadly, brother. Where are you based in Mackay, are you? Where are you at the moment?
Yeah, I've been based in Mackay for the last 25 years, eh?
All right, brother, deadly footprint. Yeah. What you want to yarn about, bro?
The water stuff there, old brother boys, was dealing with up there in the Gold.
Yes, exactly, yep.
Yeah, mate, I've sat on the Murray-Darling Basin Indigenous Nations Water Board for the last 4 years.
Yes.
Dealing with all the Murray-Darling Basin stuff, mate.
We're talking about precious liquid, aren't we, brother?
Yeah, mate, there was a good thing that came out of that is the Aboriginal waterways assessment that was done in the southwest and the southern Murray-Darling Basin.
Mm-hmm.
And that highlighted all our needs, all our cultural values and uses, all our objections. Mate, there was an actual legislation that we got pushed through the Parliament, state and federal. It's Chapter 10, Part 14 of the Basin Plan, Water Act.
When did this come out, bro?
It came out, the legislation would have came out about 5 years ago, eh?
Okay, brother, yep.
So it's gone through, it's all part of the Murray-Darling Basin stuff now that's been going on for the last 3 years with all the water stealing and them stealing our...
So we're talking protection of our waters, eh, brother?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, Chapter 10, Part 14 of the Murray-Darling Basin Plan actually gives us the right, and it gives us a voice within Parliament.
Yes.
And what we've done is we tried to help all the brother boys outside of the Murray-Darling Basin that still warranted their basic rights to social and economical water, spiritual for their spiritual connections. So there is now on the Murray-Darling Basin website articles about cultural flows of Australia.
Yes.
A lot of our mob have very little information about because it's coming out of the Murray-Darling Basin structure. So the cultural flows actually connect people back to country and it gives them that voice within local government and state government structures.
So the legislation was a powerful win for our mob, brother.
Yeah, mate. We fought since 2007 for that legislation to be passed through Parliament. And it's just starting to come out now we're starting to implement the Basin Plan on country by setting up ranger programs and waterkeepers programs. That's all in the pipework in the draft.
Yes.
Now.
Yeah, deadly, brother.
They're getting more say on the environmental water structure.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that, through Chapter 10, Part 14 of the Basin Plan, that gave us that help that we needed to...
Exactly. Look, we are talking about Mount Everest that we are all climbing, but every win we take, we take it on board, of course, brother. Another feather in our cap, and the fight continues, eh, brother?
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of these government departments now, they had to do what we called Aboriginal Waterways Assessment, our connection to the rivers and the waterways. They know very well, you take that water away from us, our spirit will die.
Yes, well,
they
exactly, brother.
They're practicing that Australia-wide now.
Yep.
So, you know, there's legislations out there. There's the Northern Australian Water Alliance that covers from Townsville across to... I think Port Hedlands, and they're the structure in the north that looks after all. Well, supposedly be the voice for the Trish Lanners waters.
Exactly, brother. And so, so you're part of a committee there, are you, Tony?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, I'm elected on the WAGS committee. That's the environmental water for the Gwydir River.
Yep.
So that's one of my rivers that come all the way from the mountains up in Tinga, right through to a Ramsey site. Environmental site is the Gwydir wetlands, and it feeds the top end of the Barwon and the Darling, which run onto the Murray.
Too deadly, brother. So you sound like you're a very proactive organisation there, proactive group there, brother.
Yeah, mate. I've had the fortune been sit at the table with the likes of Michael Anderson.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, so we've been very proactive in the top of the scene from Parliament down. So we had to deal with the Tony Burkes,
yep,
the Barnaby Joyces, and, you know, that was a real hard task for our mob to be able to sit in the same room. And
we all sit on a toilet function the same way, don't we, brother? No matter who they are.
Yeah, mate. And they know it hurts, and they say those little narky things, and it's how we respond as a nation and as an individual, you know, Aboriginal person.
Yep.
But we are intelligent, and we have the capability to be able to look after our own water.
Exactly, my brother.
So, brother, what we're fighting down there now is Santos, Narrabri.
Yep.
Maules Creek. They're some of the white havens.
Mm-hmm.
They're the BHPs of the world.
Yep.
So, you know, we're fighting for all our water rights, economical, social and emotional water.
Yep. Well, it's under the United Nations Declaration Rights of Indigenous People. We are protected, and we've got a foundation to stand on and have that fight, brother.
Yeah, and right at the back page of that declaration, mate, I'm fully aware of it.
Yep.
It says to our people to learn it, to exercise it, and to know your rights under that legislation.
Exactly.
So that and a few other articles we treat as our Bible.
Yes.
And we carry that to every meeting. So when these policies and procedures present ourselves, well, you might as well attach this to it too.
Mm, exactly. So, well, they say knowledge is power, but it's potential power. We still got to act on it, don't we, brother? Once we've got the knowledge, use it.
Yeah, well, that's why it was very, very important for our mob to express our concerns about our brothers and sisters outside the basin should have those basic rights that we have today through the Murray-Darling Basin.
Yep, brother.
I made it quite clear that law and legislation that disadvantage one group of people is called discrimination.
Big time.
So that cultural flows and the cultural water for Australia should reflect back on every Indigenous person that has connection to water.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. Tony, thanks for sharing, my brother. Beautiful, powerful brother. Please do keep in touch and love the work that you're doing. Congratulations. Yeah. But we continue the fight, don't we, bro?
Yeah, mate. Jump on that MDBA stuff, mate. Google cultural flows. Cultural water, and to educate our mob.
Too deadly.
Very knowledge is power, my bro.
I heard that, bro. All the best to you, Tony Munro. Thank you, brother.
Thanks, bro.
See you, Cass. Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. Powerful brother, Tony Munro, fighting for our mob, fighting for our water, our waterways, and how precious water is to us. And spiritually, it harms our spirit in regards to not having water in our life. So in more ways than one. Have your say, yarn up strong, add to the conversation here. Got about 10 minutes left on a National Tall Black program, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Kadingo, ngotinda chupun ka believe. Yeah, why? Tell me why.
Tell me why.
She was my baby.
Yeah, I,
yeah, yeah. When the sun goes down on my island town, that lonesome feeling comes through my door.
Yeah, to Deli Island Moon there, Brooks and Dunn cover. That's Justin Wellington, JW, featuring Jarboy, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev going to sign off your mob. Thank you very much for your company. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow on that Deli number, 1-800-422-416. Our voice of our people, do utilise it, your mob. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are still in the pandemic. COVID-19 is about, so need to do what we need to do. Keep safe, your mob. Abide by the rules. To Deli.